CTN Network, the weekly communications magazine for shortwave listeners. Produced and presented by Jonathan Marks.
Hello, I'm glad you could make it for this week's edition. Well, on this side of the Atlantic, or rather in the North Sea, the music ship Radio Caroline is still preparing to go on the air with regular music programs this weekend, they say now. We've mentioned this development over the last 2 weeks, and radio and the press, both here in the Netherlands and in Britain, which is to be the main target for the programmes, have carried quite a bit of coverage, a lot of it conflicting. So we sent out our reporter, Cas van Iersel, to the ship this past Sunday. It was early in the morning and misty as they left the English port of Sheerness, and a little while later, the captain of the small boat, taking him out, pointed the Caroline ship out, Ross Revenge.
She's there. I can see her. It's just east of the buoy.
Where?
Just over there. An enormous great mass.
I can't miss it.
It's absolutely gigantic.
Where are we now exactly?
At the moment, we're about 18, 20 miles from Margate. We're just approaching the Kentish Knock sandbank on our port side.
And she's now approximately in about
20, 25 metres of water.
Is that a good place to go on a ferry?
Very nice and quiet. The seas won't be too bad.
But she could come in a lot further and still be safer.
Once given clearance to go on board, Cas found six radio presenters, plus the ship's crew, helping to resite one of the studios on board. The side of the ship has the slogan LA319 on it. LA presumably standing for the Loving Awareness concept, launched by previous Caroline operations. And 319 for the wavelength in meters, which they'll be promoting as opposed to the corresponding frequency of 963 kilohertz medium wave. Cas then talked to program manager Andy Archer on the bridge and asked him to describe the ship.
This is about 1,000 tonnes. It's a deep sea trawler. The accommodation's very good. It's very big down the bottom. The mast is about 300 feet.
50 kilowatt transmitter. Pistol doors.
It's quite luxurious to live on.
What will it sound like?
In the 80s, we're going to play a lot of music without too much interruption, you know, sort of
similar to the radio movie station in Dublin, you know, sort of 3 or 4 records at a time, and then
a little bit of rap, and then 3 or 4 more records.
What's the studio like?
Pretty basic. You can't be too elaborate at sea, of course, you know, because you're moving around the whole time. And if you had this fabulous equipment, which some of the stations have in England or in Holland, it just wouldn't work. I mean, it has to be pretty basic, hard-wearing, tough.
Well, there are 2 turntables, a mixing panel, 4 cartridge machines, and some Revox tape recorders.
And the transmitter?
That's a 50 kilowatt Continental.
AM only?
AM only, yes. Very difficult to do FM, really, even with the mast that high. You know, sort of turning the whole time, and
how long can it stay on our provisions?
Oh, we're stocked up for at least 3 months. We've got 3 months' supply of oil and water and food on board,
and music.
I'm not quite sure how many albums we've got, probably about 3,000, something like that. I mean, which will last us for a while. We're going to carefully plan our programmes, something which hasn't really been done before on the Pirates. You know, it's been more of a grab a pile of records and go to the studio.
Have you been watched already? Was there surveillance?
No, we had the Essex police came out the other day and had a look and took a few photographs. They seem to be quite friendly.
Nevertheless, should the presenters return to the United Kingdom after making broadcasts from Radio Caroline, they could be arrested under a British Act of Parliament, forbidding British nationals from broadcasting from a pirate ship in the high seas. On Tuesday, a spokesman for the Netherlands government said in a radio interview that since the ship is outside Dutch waters, they were not planning to take any action against the vessel or its transmissions. But they would consider legal measures against any Dutch firms who decided to advertise on the station, or who provided taped program material recorded here in the Netherlands. They may not have to worry about that. Andy Archer told Media Network that they expected 90% of the advertising to come from America, and that in any event, they weren't planning to carry any commercials for the first month of operation. Listeners will also have to correspond with the station via the United States.
Our mailing address is in Los Angeles. You know, the address will be
Radio Caroline, Box 69504, Los Angeles, 90069. In the USA. Tests are promised again today, Thursday, and last Monday night, there were tone tests from the station. Well, a very strong signal here in Hilversum. So what's the reaction on land? Some of the pop-orientated broadcasting societies in the Netherlands have said that they're not worried about Caroline taking away any of their audience. They may be audible, but they're programming in English. And what about the southeast and east of England, where the signals are very strong?
With you until 12 o'clock this morning. Don't forget Andy Archer is coming up then. We've got Dandy in the studio at
That's
the moment.
That's an extract from Radio Orwell in Ipswich, taken a while back when, as you can hear, Caroline's programme manager, Andy Archer, used to work for the legal IBA commercial station. So let's get through to them.
Well, good morning.
And let's talk to Managing Director Chris Opperman as to whether Radio Caroline will take audiences away from legal commercial stations, such as Orwell, if and when regular programming gets established.
Yes, it will have an effect on the audience. Whether it's a long-term effect is another matter. But one of the jobs of being a station manager on a small commercial station is this brief, an obligation to do everything. And we know that some of our more specialist programming isn't popular in the true sense of the word. And the music I should imagine Caroline will put out will be. They might well turn to that. I think we have got a very loyal audience here. I think it'll be interesting as the months go by to look at metropolitan audiences compared with rural audiences and their swing towards Caroline.
So are you worried about that competition that might affect your sales figures?
They didn't affect our sales figures last time they were on the air. I look upon them as another national radio station.
Radio Orwell is in a predominantly rural area. And in the metropolitan area on the other side of London is Radio 210 in Reading. And I asked their sales director, David Porter, if they were worried about Radio Caroline.
No, because the sort of product category they're into is a different category.
Who are they selling to, do you think?
I really don't know. I don't think they have any way of telling.
So you don't expect them to take away audience or at least affect your sales figures?
No, because they're not selling locally. We're selling local retailers.
As far as interference is concerned, the return of Caroline could cause problems for a special group of licensed radio stations in the UK.
This is University of Radio York, the station with ridiculously irrelevant jingles.
Happy
University Radio York proudly presents another program.
Quite a few of the university campus radio stations are allocated the frequency of 963 kHz medium wave to operate their student radio programs. They're licensed by the British Home Office, and they have to make sure that their very low power transmitters meet standard broadcast requirements. Such stations are at present on vacation, but next month some could be complaining of background interference from Radio Caroline, as they did a couple of years ago. Curiously, Caroline may want to appeal to some sections of the student population with its music, whilst many of the campus radio stations are using adapted Radio Caroline jingles from the 60s and 70s to link up their music programs.
Media Network from Radio Netherlands. We tackle media subjects by the horn. And let our competitors give you the bull.
Well, we'll bring up the line to our correspondent in Copenhagen now, Andy Sennett of the World Radio and Television Handbook Editorial Office.